Do you like to read detective stories and murder mysteries? Do you enjoy pulp horror and old monster movies? How about coming-of-age stories and stories of Holocaust survivors? Do you appreciate art history and Renaissance painting? What about books set in the turbulent atmosphere of American cities in the 1960s? The book I'm reviewing today includes all this and more. My name is Heather White, and for today's Likely Stories segment, I'm recommending My Favorite Thing is Monsters by Emil Ferris. A few years ago, I wanted to start reading graphic novels, but I didn't know where to start. I looked over many collections of the best graphic novels, and My Favorite Thing is Monsters was at the top of every list. It has won numerous awards and has a cult following as well. The story and the illustrations are unforgettable. The book itself has a fascinating and inspiring backstory. In 2001, the author, Emil Ferris, was bitten by a mosquito and contracted West Nile virus. She was paralyzed from the waist down and lost the use of her right hand. In an interview with The Guardian, she said that she wrote and illustrated My Favorite Thing is Monsters as a creative outlet during her recovery and as a way to strengthen the hand that had been damaged by her illness. Her writing and illustration process was tedious and time-consuming. It took Ferris 6 years to write and illustrate 700 pages, averaging a page every 2 days. Emil Ferris wrote My Favorite Thing is Monsters on notebook paper and illustrated it with ballpoint pen. Her drawings in this simple media are stunning. My Favorite Thing is Monsters is the fictional diary of the main character, Karen Reyes. Karen is a 10-year-old girl growing up in Chicago in the 1960s. She faces numerous challenges, a mother who is ill, an absent father, bullies at school, and an older brother who is always in trouble. She escapes into the world of pulp horror magazines and detective stories. Her notebooks are filled with doodles and narrative, as well as full-page copies of the monsters and horror characters that Karen loves. She and her brother explore the city and often visit the Chicago Art Institute, where the works of art speak to their individual fears and dreams. Karen's diaries guide us through the interconnected stories of her family, her neighbors, and her inner world. When her friend and neighbor, a Holocaust survivor, is murdered, Karen appoints herself detective and sets out to solve the case. Along the way, she uncovers her murdered neighbor's tragic past and exposes shocking secrets about her own family history. Although this is an illustrated story, it's not appropriate for young readers. The intertwining narratives explore dark themes and mature content. Those of us who loved My Favorite Thing is Monsters Volume 1 waited 7 years for the sequel, which was published in 2024. The two-volume set is a masterpiece. The visuals are extraordinary, and the story is enthralling. Although it took Emil Ferris 13 years to write, it will only take you a few days to read. Give it a try, and you'll see why one of my favorite books is My Favorite Thing is Monsters.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. Find this and past segments on our website at kwbu.org. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.